Hello, welcome to this month's Founders Log. A look back on the month of March. It's a good month, wasn't it, Carl?
It was a good month.
We had a nice new lead come in. Well, it's an interesting one, actually, because we've been speaking to them for over around about 12 months, off and on, because they wanted to move to IT, wanted to move IT support, weren't sure about it. They had a current IT provider who in the end let them down after they merged with another company. They purchased another company and needed to merge them into two Google workspaces into one, and the outgoing IT provider couldn't do it. So we got back in conversation with them just out of pure coincidence, in that a notification got triggered on our system that they were trying to look at our previous proposal. So yep. I dropped them an email to ask them if everything was okay, and I could see that they wanted to have access to the previous proposal. And that actually we would like to give you a new proposal because that one's out of date now. To have a fair comparison, you should have a new proposal and all that kind of stuff. And we got chatting with them, had a video call. They wanted to make it quickly within about 10 days, really. They decided to finally go Kimberly IT. And we've already sorted their IT out nicely and done quite a few stuff for them already.
Yep. There was quite a bit of stuff to get done.
Yep. And got more to talk about that on next month's recap. Yeah. But it's going well with them. They're enjoying it. We're enjoying it. And I guess the main thing that I've done at the moment is just reorganize some of their Google Drive data, because they've got a lot of data being a marketing agency. So it's just sorting that data out and getting it so it's usable and also backupable, because they've got so much data that you don't want it all in one big clump. You want to have it separated out so you can control access permissions and also make it easier to back up and find data and recover data and share data if you need to.
Yeah, that's right.
Then we also had another chat with them. We had two other leads come in as well in March. One was a solo business who I had a video call with, and the video call went really, really well. And I thought, it's going to go with us. But in the end, decided just being a solo business, he was too small to need full-on IT support and just wants to carry on doing it himself for the time being. So maybe that will change in the future, but at the moment, you don't want to spend any money on any dough on getting IT support. And then the second one didn't end up ever partnering with us, mainly because, one, we weren't speaking to the decision maker. We were speaking to an advisor for the business. So this is somebody who gets a monthly recurring fee to be their advisor. And they've been assigned to go out and find IT support for the company that hasn't got any IT support at all at the moment, as far as I'm aware. Spoke to us, but the advisor, he was just petrified of the concept of maybe having to remove Excel to go to Google Sheets.
Exactly
the same program. There's no difference between the two. They both do exactly the same thing, but it just couldn't come to that. And my underlying thought is maybe that he thought, if it doesn't turn out well, it's going to affect his relationship with the business, and maybe he'll lose his recurring monthly revenue if that's what they're paying him. Yeah. And so he doesn't want to risk anything at all, because he's got a nice little amount of money coming in every single month, and he doesn't want to put any that into jeopardy under the false pretenses that he thinks something might go wrong, which it won't. Because as we always speak, I always find it very odd that somebody with no IT knowledge then all of a sudden becomes an IT expert when you're talking about moving away from Excel to Sheets, and just will not go ahead thinking that they know the better option.
Yes, the expertise of IT knowledge is always what they know it can't do, not what something can do. It's always what it can't do that. I can't change that. They have no idea what it can happen with something new, only what can't be done.
Yeah, it's not that it can't do a certain feature. It's just in their heads. They just want to keep the status quo.
They
don't want to improve productivity. They don't want to do anything like that. They just want to keep the status quo. But again, it was a difficult one because we weren't talking directly to the business. We were talking to some advisor who has his own personal interests to keep happy as well.
And that never really works, does it? Because when we took on the other client, the marketing agency, we were dealing with the owners of the business, because they were the ones who were fed up. They were the ones who had enough. And when they've had enough, that's when things get done.
Yeah. And if you're looking after it, if you've got a company and you want your IT support and your IT is not doing good, the last thing you want to do is assign someone to look after it for you. You want to be if you're a decision maker, you want to be involved in it from the start, because you're the one who makes the decisions. You're the one that has the bigger, longer picture, the overall view of where that business is going, not some external advisor or, in worst case, an office manager who will always go for the cheapest option no matter what.
Well, we never know that company because we know them, and potentially that person may not be there forever. So it may come up again.
Yeah, good possibility.
Yeah.
That could happen. You got anything else you want to add to what you did in March?
Yeah, I went over to the NEC. There was an accountancy sort of event, and it was free to go for once. And with the NEC not being far away from where we're based, I took the trip down there for the day, scouted around and stuff, and asked a couple of questions of app vendors on behalf of our clients. That was good. And also caught up with a couple of people from LinkedIn. That was an important thing to do there, was say hello to a few people from LinkedIn. I missed our own accountant. She was actually speaking at the event. Unfortunately, she was on the next day, so I didn't get to see her that day. But if it runs next year, which they say it will, I'll be back again. And this time I'll tee up a few more people to meet up at, I think, this time.
Well, is this the first time they've done this event then?
Yes. Yeah, it was brand new. Yeah, it was very much like the, not quite, a bit like the ZeroCon one. Obviously, that's simply Zero on its own in London, but it was big. It had all the big players there.
It had a strange name. What was it called?
The Festival of Accounting. Yeah,
Festival of Accounting.
Festival of Accounting and Bookkeeping.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think they're like our industry in that they like to celebrate that they're not sort of nerdy and just dealing with numbers. But let's be honest, they're accountants, like we're IT people. We don't have the coolest of professions, and it's never going to happen.
Talk about yourself.
Well,
I'm uber cool.
Okay, fair enough. You're and Elon. Fair enough.
There we go. New videos. So I only put one new video last month, and this was how to search Google Drive from the Chrome address bar. So this isn't a setting that everyone gets. It's only a setting you get in Google Workspace, and as long as you're signed into Chrome, you can actually search your Google Drive for files from the address bar in Google Chrome.
Yeah,
It's not a feature that's on by default either. So if you've got Google Workspace and you haven't got this feature, it probably means that your IT support provider isn't a Google Workspace partner and doesn't know much about Google Workspace and hasn't enabled this for you. Mm-hmm. So you should probably start looking away for a provider who actually knows a bit about Google Workspace and can give you these productivity boosts.
You know, if this was a Mr. Beast video or some such, Kimberly IT would have just flashed on the screen and one of our faces would have gone Murdoch for a minute or something. Then I've been watching too many of them.
Hasn't gone through editing yet.
Well, obviously it's live recording it.
So new blog posts. It won't. Yeah. It won't, because I do very little editing on this. I try to do it.
No, I know you don't. Yeah,
and on. I only cut out if someone says something naughty in here, okay. And that's about it. New blog posts. So two new blog posts went live. One was, there's a better way to share files than email attachments. And that's about sharing via Google Drive, so you keep control of the document. But it's also linked into the fact of the marketing company that we signed up with us, in that we'd never have known that if I'd sent the proposal initially as an attachment. Because when you send an attachment, you're sending a copy of the file and they can do whatever they like with it. You have no control of it after that point. But because it was in Google Drive, the old proposal, because it outdated itself, had disabled the links. So when they clicked on it, they had to request access, and they did request access. And that's how I knew that they're also, what's going on here, they're looking at IT again, and got in contact with them. And in the end, we got the business, and it was all down because I was sharing a document in a way that I kept control of it.
Yeah.
And then the other one was how to use Chrome Remote Desktop to access another computer, because it's a handy tool. Can be a bit fiddly to set up if you don't know what you're doing, but it's a handy tool for remoting into your computer. If you're away traveling and you want to have access to your desktop computer, you can do that. But it's also a great little tool for remote support. If you're, we use it as a backup tool. If our main support tool doesn't want to work for some reason, we can fall back to remote Chrome Remote Desktop. But it's also handy for people who just want to have family and friends that they do their own little support for. Like, you got a mom who can't log into their bank for some reason, you can go onto their computer and sort that out for them. So that's a handy tool, and there's a guide there. Then the final thing to talk about is our support statistics for March. So 93 people got in contact. 73 were asking for assistance, so they wanted to know how to do something better. And 20 were asking for support where something needed looking at, something that they use normally wasn't working the way they expected it. Out of those who messaged us for assistance to do something better, 55 received a, from the point they messaged us to returning back to work, were dealt with it within 5 minutes. 17 took between 5 and 30 minutes, and one request was a bit more nuanced, so that took over 30 minutes. Again, with the support side of things, where they want us to have a look at something that's not working the way they expected, 12 received a complete interaction and returned to their work within 5 minutes. 7 received a complete interaction and returned to their work within 30 minutes, and one request again was a nuanced one, and that took over 30 minutes to sort out. 89 of those subscribers contacted us through our unique instant messaging service, because we don't do crappy email ticketings. If you want to contact us, you just do it for instant message, and we have our own special way in how it works and set up, and it works really well, and it's super quick, and it's the best thing you can do, and no other IT company does it, so you should be coming and working with Kimberly IT and partnering with us. And then four people decide to do it the old-fashioned way in email.
Yeah,
they still got a reply, but it's never as quick as instant message. We do that on purpose, though, because we want people to use instant messaging. And then the stats show that out of all those that got in contact, 11 would not have had to get in contact if they'd had a regular training on how to use their software in their offices, in their business, on their computers. And that's the roundup. That's a recap for March. Got nothing else to add, unless you've got anything else you want to stick on there.
No, that's it.
Okay, great. We'll be back in a month's time about our recap for April, which is also going to be quite a good one, because Carl's got something he's desperate to talk about, but I had to hold him back from talking about it on this version, this episode, because it would be in the wrong time frame. But you'll be able to talk about it next week, next month.
Excellent.
Meet you soon.
See you later. Ta-da.